So you said you own VHB also?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So you're using two different mailing addresses, 680 Scenic View and then P.O. Box 214 in Union?
Mm-hmm, I am.
Okay.
I notice on one of these, this is Lakefront Drive. Okay. On BOE 83, you indicate that the property is not being used. It's not in a nightly rental program. It says, or how do you define business activity, I guess?
How do you define a business activity?
Well, this is your hearing, your chance to talk. So
I know. That's why I'm asking, how do you define business activity?
Well, we do include business activity to mean, or commercial to mean, nightly rental. So if that's, I mean, if nightly rental is being used for the property, that's what we're really asking.
Right. So it is used short-term rental,
okay,
nightly rental. It's available for long-term rental. But the actual activity at the property is people being there, whether it's 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, it's still the same activity. The business activity of collecting funds, the accounting, the marketing, customer service, all that happens at the office, not at the property itself.
Understand. With respect to the, on each one of these, just so I can,
sure,
on each one of these properties, these are all used for nightly rental properties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
And that would be VHB, the one you have personally, and the two in Natty Investments.
Correct.
Okay. And you've been in here before, so, I mean, you kind of know what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I would love to have some guidance where if you decide to appeal it and want to go,
sure,
figure out with the Taney County or the State Tax Commission. But with respect to these, I want to let you, just a moment, I want to let you tell me anything you want to tell me as a taxpayer, okay?
Sure.
But as far as these cases go, just kind of to shorten it up, the decision, I mean, at least the board's open to discuss this, but we have been granting whichever property you designate. If these are the only four you have, if you have more than this, we have to talk about that too.
Mm-hmm.
But we can designate the one of your choice that will do mixed use, and the rest of them, if they're being used in a nightly rental program, would be 100% commercial. Given that, I want to let you tell me whatever you want to tell me about these, okay?
Sure. Thank you. As you know, we've talked before last,
right,
week, 2 years ago, 4 years ago.
Sure.
I do disagree that it's not a business use of the actual property, as the business activity happens elsewhere. One of the things that does underscore that, for instance, is, you know, in chatting with Valerie Budd with Rent Branson, and
right,
she tried to get all the licenses paid and permits for all the homeowners, and she said, hey, homeowners, get this all paid into the city, and they sent the money back and said, nope, we can't accept it from you as the homeowner. It has to come from the business. And the business as the management company, that's the business side of it and the business activity part.
Mm-hmm.
It's residential use across the board. And it doesn't matter how long of a stay it is either. It's residential use at the property, the use of the property. And that's what the state tax codes say, is the use of the property. Commercial classification, you go through the eight different steps of how to determine if it's commercial classification. It doesn't fit those to be commercial.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say?
That is all for those.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think, and just so you know, when we've gone through these before several years ago, to give you the benefit of what we've went through already, we understand, and I think a lot of people confuse how property is zoned versus how it's taxed.
Sure, I get that.
And so the case law and the statutes, well, I don't know the statutes so much because our legislature hasn't given us very much, but the case law certainly makes that distinction. It doesn't necessarily mean that because it's zoned residential that that's how it's taxed.
Sure.
And when you say use, certainly people using it for nightly stays is residential, but then what's a hotel? you know, a hotel is a commercial enterprise used for housing people overnight, just like this. Now, there's, I've heard the distinctions about amenities, all of those kinds of things, but that's kind of our basis to do it. And I think so far, that it's been upheld what we're doing. But I, again, if you can go up and get us guidance, we're happy to have it.
Yeah, well, I've looked at the State Tax Commission, and no one's actually challenged the commercial classification. It's just asking them, hey, we don't like the split, but they never actually challenged the commercial classification. On the state level with the legislation, I have been leading that as well with HB 1086. We have bipartisan support, easily passed the House. Senate passed out of committee unanimously, and the reason it didn't make it to the floor is because the session ended 2 days early because of political drama.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, I guess we'll have an answer on that soon then. And did you want to say something?
I just want to ask, do you charge state sales tax on those rentals?
Out of respect to the area, I do, so that they can contribute to the community. It doesn't mean I think we should, according to the state tax code.
Well, I guess you can pay them under protest or something.
And the,
with
one
respect,
other question.
Okay. Well,
you were here the other day,
yes,
representing.
Yeah. Yes.
Were any of those anything that you had a partnership in?
No.
Okay. With respect to these properties, are there more?
No. Not that I could find.
Just okay. These are the only ones you've got.
Correct.
You're interested in. Okay. If I look at these correctly, it looks like BOE 83 is the most valuable property. Is that correct?
205 Lakefront.
205 Lakefront?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Based on that, I would make a motion on BOE 83 to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Okay. Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
As to BOE 82, 84, and 85, I would make a motion that we deny change in classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and you, of course, know, please, you know, if you appeal. People right now, unfortunately, from 2 years ago just presented their oral arguments on some cases, so it's my understanding 2 years ago we still don't have decisions, or we might
sure.
be making a different decision today. But
sure.
I hope you appreciate that we're a citizen board and we're trying to do the best we can.
Absolutely. Can we talk about the valuation and discrimination?
Okay. Yeah, valuation on each one of these as well?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
On each one or just one?
Each one.
Okay. And the valuation is the... I think we confirmed we have the numbers that
Right. We've confirmed that the postcard was incorrect.
Right.
What I would like you to look at is the fact that a neighboring house had no increase in valuation, and I'm requesting the same.
Which neighbor?
205 Lakefront, the one right behind it, where I get a lovely view of the roof and their siding.
Okay, they're the same
size house.
Same valuation, or same basic build.
Correct, and they had no increase in valuation.
Can you have a look at that, please? To be fair, I need to give the assessor a chance to respond
Absolutely.
To that, obviously, so... What was it last year? It was a non-assessment year last year, so it would have stayed
Correct.
The same for 23. So what was it last year?
I don't have that number in front of me.
Okay. Because I'm not so sure with the decrease that it might not be lower, is what I'm saying.
No, theirs didn't move, period.
So yours is an end unit, and you're
Correct.
Saying the one... The one between?
The one on the left that I overlook there. So next to the indoor pool. Yep, that one right there.
So
Jennifer, can you log in and put this price per square foot?
So I am not showing those are the same size.
I think the argument was that there was no change in theirs. Is that correct?
Correct. That's the argument.
Not necessarily that they're exactly the same.
So they are a smaller base area with a larger tax assessment?
Do you know why they had no change in value versus hers?
No.
Okay, do you know about, what about the other ones? Do we know, did they, did
we
that
send
one just
the guys
get...
out and have them assess, you know, they go in a line, so if there's no change, there's no change.
All right, but did the other ones get any kind of change? In other words, was this particular one, was there a basis to change it? Any new information, that kind of thing?
So can the judges see on your beacon on the left side, if you click all of the appraisal buttons going down, you can see there's different appraisers that went. And so the newer ones would have gone out to pick up things that weren't there before. So they're not all done the same day. So if you go down and you click non-matching, and the one that says MPT, GBK, NEW, RCS, if you click all of those, that's going to show you the different appraisers who've been there.
I don't think that's being argued. I think the question is being argued is why was I changed and my neighbor was not? Was there something new that came out, that somebody came out and, oh, we missed that last time we did this and we need to add this in?
Which of her properties is she saying changed? I can read off what it says.
It's 205 Lake Front is the one that we're talking about right now.
Okay.
And you believe you're comparing it to the neighbor with, as far as why weren't they changed. Is that my understanding?
Correct.
Okay. Neighbor property, lot 43, did not have an impact notice and no change in value.
The structure was changed from a motel to a lodge. We've changed them all to lodges on this one. They used to be put in as commercial condos, and they were put in as motels, but they're not that because motels don't include kitchens, and so a lodge in the program accounts for everything that's in the building when you do the sketch. Okay, so it's going to have a kitchen in it where a motel room would not.
Understand. Why did it change this year? Why did the neighbors not change?
Which address are we looking at for the neighbor?
Looks like lot 43. That's all I've got here from your...
Jennifer, can you tell me a name or anything?
Do you know who the neighbors are that didn't change? Okay.